more gold comes in, we'll get her in a little bit later. So right now, please give a big welcome to a wonderful writer and performer, Michelle Boulay.
Testing. Here we go. This is sort of dedicated to my father. He always dreamed of visiting the Canadian Rockies, but he never ended up with the opportunity to go. The Dream Closet. It was early spring, the night we heard the rustling within my father's clothes closet. There was a knocking, random yet persistent. Winter branches tapping on pitted glass, seeking refuge from the dark. We turned the antique brass doorknob on the old oaken door, solid with intricate moldings in the fashion of earlier years. The door reluctantly pulled open, its worn hinges sighing. A whiff of evergreen caressed us, a piney scent imbued with fresh cold. The rustling and bumping grew louder, thumping from the back of the musty dark closet. Suddenly a hoof appeared, then another, softly clumping towards us. A colossal antler emerged, then another, the twinkling eyes gleaming in the muted light of the frosted glass lamp. He thrust his huge moose body forward, pushing through the forest of outdated trousers and suit coats, one of my father's Italian silk ties draped over his neck, another hanging from his left antler. He radiated an essence of mountain wonder, tiny bouquets of evening primrose, stitching the edge of pine sap gleaming from his phosphorescent coat. He winked at me, and I reached up to adjust the tie, gently pulling the knot into place, removing the other from his antler, dropping it quietly to the floor. He shook his withers, snorted through his formidable moose nostrils, and sniffed the warmer scent of the room, faintly reminiscent of lavender. He tossed his monumental head and antlers, then slowly plodded past us, out of the closet and into the dark of night, his retreating form illumined by the canopy of swirling stars, leaving the closet behind forever. I turned back to close the door and thought I glimpsed a shooting star sparking into the dark of the closet, showering bits of light, little shimmers of forgotten dreams. I thought I heard the very faint chirping of a spring peeper, primitive with its amphibian song. Thank you.
Very nice. Michelle Boulay, one more hand for her, please.